Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. I welcome you to the program. I want to share with you from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. It goes like this. After John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." I want to share with you that I had the privilege of studying in Rome. When I was in Rome, one of the favorite places that I loved to go was St. Peter's Basilica, largest church building in the world. If you go in there, you'll see all kinds of artwork. You'll see Michelangelo's Pietà. You'll see the dove in the back in an alabaster window. You'll see Bernini's columns. And Bernini was a great artist, and he also sculpted something, and it was a tribute to Pope Alexander VII. He sculpted it in 1675, and it shows a skeleton holding an hourglass. It was a very haunting scene. It was called the Gate of Death. You go near it and you can see that hourglass, and it was all meant to remind us that time is fleeting. Time is passing. And I think we all know that, but sometimes we need reminders of that. That can happen when we go to a funeral. We realize that, you know, one day my time is coming. And death haunts everybody. There is a psalm, it's Psalm 90, that says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain wisdom of heart." And it's talking about time. And it's telling us we have to be aware that time is fleeting, time is passing, and we have to make the most of the time that we have. And that's exactly why Jesus comes. He lives in us. This series is called Through Him, With Him, and In Him. And He comes in us to help us develop ourselves and to make the most of time and to become all that we can be. I live with this philosophy, the philosophy that I really like, and this is wisdom. Do today what you will be happy with tomorrow. Did you get that? Do today what you'll be happy with tomorrow. And I think that's good practical wisdom. When I'm writing a book, it's hard, it's a lot of work, nobody's there to root me on, but I sure love it when that book is produced and people start buying it and I know that they're reading it and I'm adding value to their life. So oftentimes today is the hard work, but tomorrow comes the blessing. I know that at nursing homes and at places of hospice, a pattern has developed where people that work with those who are dying, they talk with those folks, and oftentimes the people that are dying will say that they have regrets. And regrets something like this: if only if I had to do it again, I would have tried harder. If I had only gone to school, if I had only bought that building, if I had only taken that job. In other words, they have regrets because they didn't live life the way that they thought that they might have when they get to the end of their life. And that's really sad. I don't know about you, but I want to live with no regrets. I want to get to the end of my life and I want to smile and say, "I lived with passion. I gave everything I could. I realized my potential, became everything I could be, reached out to people, developed, I grew, I allowed God to work in me and through me." And that's everybody's opportunity. It's not just a few. So in these programs and in this series, I'm trying to help you to develop your personal relationship with God. I want you to be transformed and sanctified and purified. And I also want you to develop, and I want you to become the best that you can be. I want you to realize your potential. And everybody, you and I, we all have potential. And in order to realize it, we have to make the most of our time. Because like that hourglass with the sand passing through, time is fleeting. It's going by. And so we got to grab a hold of it and make the most of our time. We are made in God's image. And so we have within us this desire to achieve, to become, to want to be all that we can be. I have a saying that I love. It's one of my favorite sayings. Who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. Did you get that? Who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. And I don't know about you, but I want to give God a great gift of my life. When I come before Him, I want Him to be happy, and I want Him to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so I want to inspire you to do the same. The name of this program is Live with Passion. It's not just a catchy phrase. I want it to inhabit your life. I want it to imbue you, inspire you. And so Jesus said, the time is fulfilled. In other words, what He was saying is, the time is now. Make the most of your time. The kingdom is now. The opportunity is now. Don't live for tomorrow. Live for now, and then tomorrow will be even better. Today is the day of salvation. There's nothing like the present. I remember it was treasure hunter Mel Fisher, if you've ever heard of this man. He used to search all around Florida and the Caribbean for treasure of ships that have gone down. One ship in particular he was searching for was Nuestra Señora de Atocha. It had, I guess, gone down in a hurricane in the 1600s or something like that. Loaded with doubloons and gold and silver and ingots and rings and all these different things. And they hunted and hunted and hunted for the ship, never found anything. The crew was getting discouraged day after day, week after week, month after month. And Mel Fisher would always greet them with a greeting, and he was very optimistic and very positive. And whenever he'd greet the crew in the morning, he said, "Today is the day." Well, finally, one day was the day. And they did, because of their diligence and determination and stick-to-itness, they finally found the Nuestra Señora de Atocha, and Mel Fisher and his crew got rich. They found it. You can go online and look at this. Just Google Mel Fisher and you'll find out what kind of riches he has. And it is amazing. And it's because of the determination, the diligence, and they made the most of their time, and they didn't give up when they didn't see things being produced. And that's the trick. I mean, a lot of people give up when they don't see results right away. And the bottom line is, you will be fruitful if you stay faithful. And that means keep at it, and keep at it, and keep at it, and keep at it, and don't give up. Stay determined. I noticed that it's like being in a time machine right now. I look at my own life. I'm in my mid-60s now, and many of the people, when I came into religious life, they're in their 80s and 90s. One man right now is about to pass to the Lord. He's 98 years old, hard to believe. And it's the same in your life. It just seems like we're in a time machine on fast forward, and all of a sudden, what is going on? Everything's changing so quickly, and suddenly we're 20 plus years past the turn of the millennium. And slow this thing down. It's going by so fast. And that's the way time is. Just like that hourglass with the skeleton holding it, time is fleeting. That's why we got to make the most of today. We have to do everything we can to be fruitful. We've got to stay determined and not let time just pass us by. In our culture, I have noticed that there are many songs produced about time. Here's just a couple of them I had growing up here. Jim Croce was a singer, and he wanted to save time in a bottle. He wasn't able to do that. No one can. Pink Floyd sang a song, and it was simply called Time. You hear clocks ticking and chimes ringing, and they sing about time. The Moody Blues, the Rolling Stones, they had songs about time, and their songs had a great contrast. The Moody Blues sang that time waits for no one, no, not even you. And yet, the Rolling Stones said, "Time, it's on my side." Yes, it is. It's interesting. Chicago summed it all up with their hit, "Does anybody really know what time it is?" So our culture is infatuated with time. We even have Time magazine. So it tries to That magazine tries to put its finger on the pulse of our current society and culture. My point is that we're all familiar with time, but it's kind of like the sand going through an hourglass. It's hard to grasp. It's hard to get a hold of. So we have words about time. For example, notions of time. There's something called chronos, chronological time, black and white time, seconds and minutes and hours and days and months. We all work off of calendars. One thing I love to do is wear a watch. I'm always wearing a watch because I want to know what time it is. And I'm a type A personality. I like to be there on time. And I like to make sure that I don't take too much time when I preach. So time is important to me. So that's Chronos time. It's measurable time. They even have an airline in Greece called Chronos Airlines because they claim to be the on-time airline. But there's also another notion of time called Kairos time. Kairos time, how do we describe it? It's Sabbath time. It's time without a watch. It's when you go to a concert and you're so enwrapped in the concert that time passes. It seems like 10 minutes and it's been over an hour. It's when you're watching a movie or a play, listening to music, as I said, or hopefully what my programs do to you. Sometimes people tell me, Father Cedric, it just seems like 5 minutes and your program's over. So you start to enter into another realm. We call it Sabbath time, where time isn't chronological, it's experiential. The subject of time is something very important in the Bible. Think about when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the Mount of Transfiguration, and Peter was so amazed at the glory. He had entered into Sabbath time, into Kairos time, and he said, Lord, let me build 3 booths for you and Moses and Elijah, because he wanted to stay there. He said, it's good for us to be here. But as much as he wanted to stay there, he couldn't, because time was passing. He had been in Kairos time, but all of a sudden it was Chronos time, and they had to come down from the mountaintop. Same thing when you go on a retreat. Oftentimes you can get lost in the prayer and how good it is, and you're resting, and then you got to go back to reality, because time waits for no one. Unless you seize the day will seize you. I've noticed that time is simultaneous. So what do I mean by that? Well, at the same time that I'm taping this program, people are involved in traffic. There are ball games going on. There are different TV programs going on. The world is spinning. 7.8 billion people are living at the same thing. So it's simultaneous. And then time is sequential. It moves forward. It's kind of like a river that's flowing. And then very quickly, I've noticed that time is episodical. These are episodes. I have 8 episodes in this series about through him, with him, and in him. Each episode is a little bit different. In order to get to the studio, I'm in the car driving. That's 1 episode. All of a sudden, I arrive here. It's another episode. I get here, start to preach. That's an episode. Then I'll be driving home. That's an episode. Life is a sequence of different episodes. We're always doing something different, moving from place to place, doing this and doing that. And so time, it's hard to get a handle on. You can either be like a boat on a river just flowing along and letting the river take you, or you can steer the ship and determine the way that you're going to make your time turn out. Everybody has the same amount of time, but not everybody is steering the ship. Not everybody is using their time wisely. People ask me all the time, Father Cedric, you've written 23 books. Where do you find the time? And I appreciate that comment, but I don't find the time. I make the time. I'm disciplined, self-control. And unless you have discipline and self-control, time is, it's going to be easy to squander your time. So I've discovered that I make the time in the morning. Mornings are my best time to write. So I carve that time out ahead of time so that when that time comes, I won't just squander it. It's easy to squander it. Sit there, listen to music, read a little bit, go out and take a walk. And all of a sudden, 2 hours are gone when I can be productive and fruitful if I discipline myself to make the most of my time. So time management is very important. Whatever this thing is called time, and I've tried to describe it to you in many different ways, it can be managed. It can be disciplined. And I want to help you to do that because, as I said, I want you to live with passion. I want you to be fruitful, and I want you to make the most of your life. So, first of all, do you have an overarching goal for your life? Goals are extremely important when it comes to time. If you don't have goals for your life, you will not be managing your time well. But if you are motivated and you have a goal, then what you're going to do is you're going to start to take the time that you have and apply it towards your goal. And this is really important. Simply put, I have a motivation in my life, and it's this. I want to be fruitful. Fruitful. That was the first command in the Bible. Be fruitful and multiply, God told Adam and Eve. God told creation. Be fruitful and multiply. And that doesn't just mean in terms of children. It means in terms of affecting people's lives, making the most of your time, realizing your potential, becoming all that you can be. That's fruitfulness. And fruitfulness especially takes place when you're affecting the lives of other people. We're not just trying to be fruitful so that we can make a lot of money or get known or be famous or whatever. You're trying to be fruitful when, and these are gospel values, when you are adding value to people, when you're touching people's lives, when you're improving them, when you're helping them. That's what it means to be fruitful. So, do you have a goal for your life? Well, be fruitful is a good goal, but it's not specific enough. If you want to make the most of your time, you have to narrow down your goal. You have to make it black and white and specific. So I came up with preaching and writing and producing for television. I have a motto, touching lives and saving souls. And I believe that with God, because Jesus is in us, all things are possible. Really, my goals and my motivations have shifted. This series is called Through Him, With Him, and In Him because of Christ, because He lives in me, because of the Holy Spirit. My goals have changed. They've broadened. I believe that we can change the world, and I believe that you're a part of that. We are Christians, and we shouldn't just have a little teeny box. Our boundaries ought to be wide and far, and we can turn this world upside down. We're a part of a tremendous body, the body of Christ. All things are possible to the one who believes. So, right after God touched me, and by the way, I just want to tell you, make sure you get a goal, an achievable goal, hopefully, an optimistic goal, a hopeful goal, one that will push you toward greater things, and make sure that it's specific. So, I have a goal, it's certainly through the way I do it is through television and writing and producing and preaching. But my goal is this. I want to touch as many people as possible in as deep a way as possible with the gospel of Jesus. I hope you got that. I want to touch as many people in as deep a way. That's why I write books and produce DVDs and CDs so that people won't just see me once or hear me once, but they'll be able to get into the gospel deeply. I've written 23 books. Produced hundreds of DVDs and CDs because this is the way I'm achieving my fruitfulness, by specific goals, by television, by writing, by producing. And this is how you reach out to a lot of different people in a deep way. So try to get a specific goal that'll really help you to manage your time. So I remember years ago, I was ready to go. I was touched by the Lord as a teenager. And I wanted to get right out there into the streets, start preaching, touching a lot of people with the gospel. I want people to be saved, want them to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, want them to achieve their potential. And I sat down with my mother and I told her about that dream and vision that I have. Now I'm 19 years old. And she looked at me and, you know, I was ready to go. She said, you know, you can go out into the streets if you want, Cedric, but nobody's going to listen to you. You have to be formed. You have to be educated. And I said, no, I don't want to go to college and I don't want to go through all that. I'm ready now. I believe that God is going to use me now. And I went to my room and I thought about it and prayed about it. And I said, Mom has a lot of wisdom. She's right. So what I did is, and by the way, this is what you got to do with a goal. Goals don't happen overnight. There are no overnight successes. You have to be formed, trained, educated. You got to prepare. You got to prepare to achieve your goals. They don't just happen. So I went to college for 4 years. I learned a lot. I was educated. Spent a year in novitiate, a year in ministry training, 4 years in the seminary. I hope you get those year thing. That's a lot of time. We're talking about time. So I spent like 10 years of my life just preparing for ministry. 10 years. That's a major chunk of my life, just preparing for the whole thing. It's like Jesus was preparing for ministry in those silent years that we don't know anything about. Certainly he was working as a carpenter, but he was preparing. He didn't just get it overnight. Same with Paul the Apostle in the Bible. After he was touched, he had that vision on the road to Damascus. He went away into Arabia, I believe it says, for 3 years. And what was he doing? God was preparing him for ministry. And so those silent years aren't wasted years. You may think that God has you on a shelf. He doesn't. Just keep learning. Keep growing. Keep your dream. Be determined. Don't give up. Make the most of your time. So anyway, I prepared. After all those years of ministry, I was ordained a priest. And then after about 10 or 12 years, finally in the year 2006, actually it was 15 years as a priest, finally I started getting into television. So now I can reach out in such a major way. I've been on television now for over 14 years, reaching out with the gospel. And I hope God has me on it for many, many, many more years, because all those years of preparation and education and formation and continued learning and formation are paying off now. And I'm so glad that I didn't give up and I didn't quit in those early years. So when we talk about realizing your goals, you have to understand there are no overnight successes. You have to, like everybody else, we're all in the same flat ground here, on level ground, everybody has to go through the same thing. We have to be diligent, we have to be determined, and God watches that. When you are faithful, God is faithful. He will open doors that you cannot possibly open. He will do things in you and through you that you can't possibly do. You do what you can do, and God will do the rest. You do what's possible, and God will do the impossible. Being on some of these networks that I've gotten on is impossible for a Catholic priest to do. God had to open those doors. I was faithful in what I could do, and God did the rest. So, now I'm being fruitful. And I'm reaching out to a lot of people, and I want that same thing for you. I don't just tell you to live with passion. I want to help you, to teach you through my books, my preaching. I want you to live with passion. That would so bless my life. That's the greatest joy of my life. I don't have children, but you're my children. That's why they call me Father. So in order to make your dream a reality, I want to help you. What is your dream? Is it raising children, starting a new business, writing a book, getting on television, teaching people, whatever your dream is? I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you and tell you that you do have to prepare. You got to stay determined. You can't give up. You got to have those goals. Make it specific. Write a mission statement out. You can do it. Many people want to write a book. I encourage them. I have something on my website about that and how to do it. Self-published, how to be published, you know, how you go about doing that. Email me through my prayer requests and I can help you with that. I'll send you about something, some information about how to write a book, how to do it. But you got to be diligent, you got to work, you got to give effort. It's called passion, enthusiasm. But this is what life is all about. And folks, time is fleeting. It's passing. Don't regret your life. Live it to the full. Invest yourself. Give yourself fully to your life. You can be fruitful. And I mean, we are all going to stand before God, and it's going to be glorious if you've lived your life well. Certainly, God will forgive. You're never too old, though, to have a dream. I tell people that. That's the vision of Pentecost, that your young people will see visions, and your old people will dream dreams. You're never too old to dream a dream, and you're never too young to have a vision. And so it says in Proverbs, without a vision, people perish. But with a vision, the sky's the limit. A couple things that I've said Get an overarching goal for your life. Make it specific. Write it down. Write out your mission statement. What is your motivation? My motivation is to be fruitful, help a lot of people. Break it into specific goals. Discipline yourself. Make the time. You can do it. It's called self-control and discipline. And be proactive. Get involved. Don't just give up when you don't see things happening. It takes time. Be patient and faithful, and God will be faithful with you. God will make a way. So, what is that sound? It's a clock ticking, because time is fleeting. But make the most of your time, seize the day, and as the Rolling Stones sang, time will be on your side. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizzegna. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.